Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
From time to time, the United States identifies certain individuals as crucial to the operation of terrorist organizations. Most often, these are top leaders, or they help finance terrorist organizations. In all cases, these are people who have committed or are deemed to pose a significant risk of committing acts of terrorism. When such an individual is identified, the U.S. government places that person's name on the specially designated terrorist list. His assets within U.S. reach are immediately frozen, and he is locked out of the global financial network. No U.S. citizen or company may conduct business with a designated individual. In this way, the United States disrupts financial support networks for terrorists and terrorist organizations. Until late last year, Abdelkader Moumin was a recruiter and spokesman for Al-Shabaab, itself a designated terrorist organization that operates mostly in Somalia. In October of last year, Moumin defected from Al-Shabaab and set up an ISIL affiliate in Somalia's Puntland semi-autonomous region. About 20 other members of Al-Shabaab followed him. The group is known to kidnap boys between the ages of 10 and 15, indoctrinate them, and force them to participate in fighting. On August 31st, the U.S. Department of State added Abdelkader Moumin to the designated global terrorist list under Executive Order 13224. By doing so, the United States serves notice to the U.S. public and the international community that Abdelkader Moumin is actively engaged in terrorism. Designations of terrorist individuals and groups expose and isolate organizations and individuals and effectively lock them out of the global financial system. Global terrorist designations can also assist or complement the law enforcement actions of other U.S. agencies and other governments. By designating Abdelkader Moumin a global terrorist, the United States hopes to disrupt his own deadly agenda and to nullify ISIL's intentions of gaining a foothold in East Africa.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.